How long was it before you took out those photos after you came home?
Years. I didn't show them to anybody. But then I didn't tell you the rest of my story. When I got out of the Army, I went back to school. And I took education courses, and then I took the exam in New York City and became a social studies teacher in the junior high, the world's worst place to teach, junior high. I can tell you what my assistant principal said. He says, the worst high school is better than the best junior high. But anyway, I survived 20 years of teaching in junior high. And when I was there, you know, I taught American history and I told the kids about the war. And I showed pictures to my fellow teachers. And one day, Kenny Burson, one of the teachers, says, why don't you show it to the kids, you know?
The photographs that you had taken during the war? Yeah.
And it's said I have I gave to you. The original, my daughter has, she made a CD for it. So when I go around, I don't need the projector anymore. But anyway, I showed the kids, and when I moved here, I worked as an aide in one of the schools in Washington Street School in Springfield. And the teacher said, why don't you have slides made of these, you know? And I did. And I met another fella through the Jewish Community Center. He was a French-Canadian Catholic who was in the camp, and he had taken pictures of this Camp Dora in Nordhausen. And we went around for about 17 years, and we showed the kids. And our main theme is not just to show the Holocaust, but why the Holocaust occurred, hate. And our theme was to eliminate hate. And Donald and myself both, and like we tell the kids, here, he's Catholic and I'm Jewish, and we became close like brothers, you know, that it doesn't make any difference. If you're a human being, you either like or dislike somebody, but you don't hate anybody. And that was the theme, you know, because I learned that. In fact, I tell a story. It was an incident in Czechoslovakia where the Czechs, the Czechs picked up three SS soldiers from the woods. And one of them was a school teacher, and his father, I don't know if he was killed or tortured by them. And when he got them, they beat up the three Nazis, and we watched it. And they were our prisoners, not the Czechs. And I should have taken them and brought them to a POW camp. But I stood there and I actually enjoyed watching these people. They dropped rocks on their heads, they kicked them, you know? And I actually enjoyed, and I went back to the barracks that night, and one of the radio operators, Lefkowitz, I said, Lefke, I said, you know, I'm sick. I stood there and I actually hated it. It got the best of me. I says, I'm never gonna use the word hate again. I remember what it did. I couldn't sleep. It upset me so much that I was so, you know, angry that I lost my humanity, you might say. And that's when I still go around to the schools, not often. I'm getting a little too old for that. I think I've spoken to, between Donald and myself, tens and tens of thousands of children. All through the Springfield, Holyoke, Chicopee, wherever this gentleman would take me. But, I think it did some good. Children were very receptive. The letters we got, you could tell, and the teachers would tell us how much the children, you know, what they got out of it.